Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Customer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Rich Galen. Rich's website is mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. It'll be about all things worldly, sometimes politics. Rich, thanks again for being here. We're talking, we're commemorating, celebrating, marking, remembering, and being a little bit sad about what happened 16 years ago today, this morning. Rich, you're an expert in the Middle East on business level, on a level of, in, from business. From politics, from diplomacy, you've been to town once or twice. Are we getting complacent? Is this the lull before another storm? What do you think we are?
No, I hate to say that it's a lull before a storm, but the way you asked the question just before the break, I think deserves the stronger answer. And the question was, are we safer now? And the answer is no. We have these groups that just spring up, whether it's Al Qaeda before him, before Bin Laden, it was Abu Nidal. Remember, people forget about him, but he was the big boogeyman. And then ISIS sprung up out of seemingly nowhere, just to fill a vacuum. The Iranians have, or will have, a nuclear bomb. Probably, you know, they're trading information with North Korea. I'm willing to bet. So no, I don't think we're safer. And, you know, I can look out my back door and see the Capitol building. So this is something we take pretty seriously around here.
Well, I know that you do, but are we? You know, I keep thinking about what the security experts in our country have to say. You know, they only have to get it right once. We have to get it right every time.
Well, that's true. I mean,
that's a daunting assignment, isn't it?
But, you know, my wife works for Tom Ridge and has since he became Homeland Security Secretary. And through that connection, I've met a lot of these folks, a lot of people who think about this in a very real way all day, every day. And I'll tell you what, we are blessed to have dedicated people working at federal government wages, which is not, as you know, all that high in this day and age. That are putting themselves through torment, literally on a daily basis, trying to figure out if there's a hole that they've left in the screen somewhere that they need to go fix by 2 o'clock this afternoon. And
a zero day kind of a hole.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, I read an article the other day that said that Al Qaeda was resurging. Did you see that?
Well, I didn't see it, but it doesn't surprise me. These, you know, it's what I said earlier about ISIS filling a vacuum. I mean, a vacuum will be filled by somebody. You know, people said if we killed Bin Laden, we'd cut off the head of the snake. But it turned out it's really the leg of a starfish. It just grows back.
Do you see any movement among the Islamic leadership in the world to minimize these people, to denounce them, to try to help us actually defeat them instead of? I mean, is there any geopolitics? Is there any economic thing going on right now that would cause Saudi Arabia, for example, to be more on our side than their side? Which I feel like they were not 16 years ago.
It's Qatar, Qatar has been, for reasons that I don't understand, and I've done work there back in the day, And we have a huge military operation in Qatar. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they become the prime. They took over from the Saudis. The Saudis made a deal with the devil, as you've heard so many times, that if the radicals didn't attack inside the kingdom, that they would allow them, not only allow them to build their schools and teach and preach their philosophy, but the Saudi royal family would pay for it. It turns out that they're paying for it in ways they never thought they would. But to your exact question, now it's Qatar and a bunch of the other Gulf states, Bahrain, Kuwait, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia, have cut off ties
with Qatar
to make them stop doing it.
But that's a tiny little... That's a tiny little country. I mean, it's a
little country that got a lot of natural gas and oil.
Yeah, that's true. So, what do you tell people today? As we wrap up this segment and wrap up this part of our conversation, what do you tell Americans? You give speeches all over the country. When someone asks you, what do you think about our national security right now? What do you tell them?
I tell them that I'm worried. I'm worried from not only the now, by this time, traditional threats, traditional being the non-state threats from either lone wolf actors or ISIS-type-led people, and from bad state actors like North Korea. I mean, I don't remember that we've ever been in a position where we had, a crazy guy like Kim Jong-un, You'd think if he's going to kill somebody, he'd kill his barber.
Mm.
But the notion of this guy launching missiles at will, just almost as grinning to kind of get our goat. I mean, sooner or later, he's going to go too far. I said to somebody the other day, he can effectively, wave off Donald Trump. But, boy, he's making a big mistake if he waves off
Matt Mattis. Hold on to that thought, Rich.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.